This is the start of season 5, episode 1. We got Bugatti 203. How's it going, man?
It's going good, man. Happy to be here.
Oh, yeah, man. So for the listeners who do not know you, can you give some background information about yourself?
Hey, I'm Bugatti 203. I'm from New Haven, CT. Me and my team, BBM Wave Only. That's what everybody know. I just dropped a project called Wave Only this year around March, and we still pushing that. I've been on Sway in the Morning. I've been on Laura Sears Show. I've been in a lot of places. You know, I connected with a lot of artists. I done did work with like Benzino and things like that. I did work with a lot of behind the scenes, you know, writing and being around people such as in out of state. Mm-hmm. A lot of moves in Atlanta, did a lot of shows in Atlanta. I made my way in Atlanta a lot, like, you know, by being out there. Could have been signed a few times, but I didn't take it. I chose this route, you know, just because, like, you know, just trying to stay me, trying to master what I want to do, you know?
Yeah.
I want to show them my worth, you know, so when I get that bag, like, I know how to flip it. I know all the things that I have to do, you know, to not be in debt, not to be in mm-hmm. a bad situation. I mean, so just study the game a lot. So that's all.
That's awesome, man. When did you start making music?
I started making music. First time I made a track, like 13 years old, was a beef track about some people we ain't like. As a beef track. So that joint did crazy views on MySpace. We did like 22K on
Damn.
MySpace.
And that was your first song?
Yeah, my first song. Just because it was cool. Like, just because everybody knows. And it was a song that actually did a million views called Hop Out the Cut. Like, they was from New Haven. They was nice. Peso probably one of the best rappers of all time. New Haven. He was young. And they did a million views. I mean, so me.
Damn.
I did like, we did 22K. I liked it. Bow Wow was like one of my favorite rappers. Cassidy is one of my favorite rappers. This cool. Fab. So I just was like, I like music. Mm-hmm. I didn't really try to write it. It was just one beef track I did and that was it. You know what I mean? So I started liking it in high school. I did Jeremiah Birthday Sex. I put the song out on MySpace. That shit did good. And then people wanted me to put on a CD. So I put on a CD and I sold it. I was selling one song.
Really? Just like a single CD?
Single CD for $3. People was buying that shit. So mad girls bought it. I was just like, yo, I could do this. Like, yeah, I could do this. So I did it. My boy Pyro really made me, he kept giving me beats, but his beats was like trash back then. So like, he a problem now. He makes all my beats now. Like, his beats, I didn't really like his beats back then. So I just used regular instrumentals. And he put me in a studio. We used to record in his closet. I just got better and better from dealing with him and my boy GQ. We became a team, and then I took it serious once we got our first offer. We put our first mixtape, we got an offer right after.
Really?
And
was that the Last Don't Exist project, or was that?
Nah, this was way back. This was a Flight Team, like the preview. This is like the preview. It was like a old project. Mm-hmm. Like Flight Team was our name. It was a rap dude. So.
Oh, cool.
It was me, GQ. We was a rap duo, and we had an offer from Interscope. Like, we sent it to A&R, and he got us an offer. We got an offer from Interscope. Epic was one of the people that offered, too, but we never heard any numbers or nothing. Only numbers we heard about was, like, Real Talk, for example, Interscope. That was 2010. That was my senior year. Like, at the beginning of my senior year, then 2011 was when we basically, like, fell out of touch with, And then top of the year, we fell out of touch with Interscope. We ain't take the deal, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they let me know my worth.
Yeah, you know? Realize
they told me how much, when I found out how much that deal was worth, I'm like, damn, I'm really worth this much money? Mm-hmm. Somebody won't believe in me that much? It was over from there. Mm-hmm.
And what did you get Bugatti 203?
203 is the area code. I got Bugatti, the name. I got that at a dice game because my RP Swagoo. It was me and Swagoo. He was Swagoo. I was Swag. Like, so like, there's too many swags off this shit. It was at a dice game. He's drunk. Like, nigga, you got $1 million swag. You a Bugatti. I was like, what? Like, nigga, you a Bugatti. So I'm like, fuck it. I like that shit. So, mind you, Lil Wayne came out with No Ceilings like two or three weeks after he called me Bugatti. I swear. Then I kept hearing Lil Wayne say Bugatti. I'm like, I'm definitely Bugatti now.
So, yeah, I'm Bugatti 203.
So then I threw the 203 out there because the area code. Man, I made it dope. And Bugatti was hard to search. Like, you, so you search it, you see the cars. I was like, I'll throw my area code up here. Like, you know what I mean?
And then it changes you. You're unique. You're not just Bugatti.
Yeah.
I like it, bro. So early on, who were your biggest inspirations, both in the music industry and in your own personal life?
Biggest inspirations, music industry, Jay-Z, Big L, Cassidy, like I said, Bow Wow, Fab, Lil Wayne, J. Cole, Drake. That was like basically like my influences, like when I really started taking rap serious. Mm-hmm. I went on a 90s hiatus. Special Ed was lit back in the day. I loved his style. Like, he was like dope. And Gangstar liked him too. His beats was always fire. It's like I took it back. Like I just had to really get nice. Oh yeah, Meek Mill, I'm bugging. I watched Meek grow up. He basically raised me. Like he raised everybody. Like we were really pumping Meek. Yeah. I used to make mad. Yo, Meek Mill, you helped me make mad money when I was younger. Ringtones. Everybody used to come to me and my boy G for ringtones. We the only people that I had in the projects that had laptops or computers.
So you could download the ringtones.
Yeah. So I used to download all his songs and I used to sell his ringtones. Like, so I was music for ringtones.
That's real life hustling.
Real hustle. I was mad young when I did that. But Meek Mill, he the struggle, he the streets. Then, in my family, my dogs, like, my aces, like, my close friends. I've been, my team, we've been around each other forever. Like, I ain't switch up. Like, the most of the wave, we created that around, like BB Wave, we created that around, like, 09. 08, 09. So like we've been around each other since like 2008, 2009. But him, I've been around him since I was 10 years old.
That's crazy.
You feel me? So we've been tight since we was 10 years old. Like most of the people in the West, like I've been around them since we was 10 years old. So my whole team, literally, like we've been around each other forever.
It's like family by now.
Yeah, nobody never switched. And they support everything I do, you feel me?
Yeah.
So make it dope.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. When they actually care and they're the ones like putting up a retweet or like actually posting your thing on their Twitter. Yeah. Like they care. They want to see you do good.
Yeah, I do it for the ones that I lost though, you know what I mean? Definitely do it for the ones that I lost. With my cousin Jay. RPJ, RP Tata, yo. And Swaggu. Them the biggest like cows. Like I lost so many people, bro. It's just like I can't even. It's like death. I'm numb to it now. Like, but it hit me hard or something. I lost somebody I never thought I'd lose. Like, you know what I mean? So I really do it for him, OD. Like, my cousin, Javen, I do it for him, OD.
My condolences, man. It's hard.
That shit was hard. I was out of it for a while. Like, I was just gone. I wasn't even here. I wasn't with everybody. My mind was in a whole nother place. I didn't care about music. I was depressed all the time. Like, I mean, just to lose somebody you came up with, family. 2 years old, since 2 years old, lost him. I mean, he died suddenly, spleen burst, passed away. Bro. Then a week later, I lose my man, Tata, for me. So they call him Sucker Free on the bikes. He like the best on the bikes. Lost him. I mean, he died on his bike. He it was a freak accident. Died on his bike. I mean, so it's just crazy. It's like back to back weeks. Lost both of them, two close people.
That's why you do it for them, man. Yeah. That's why you're shining right now. Yeah. They're watching over you.
Over me. Oh, it's crazy. It's really, really watching over me, man. It's just like, so now, like, since I'm back to it, I feel like I lost, like a good 2 months, like, of the year. Like, you feel me? Since when he passed, I was lost. Yeah. So I feel like I lost, like, a good 2 months. I'm back now. I just been writing. Like, as soon as I hear a beat, it's quick. It's quicker than ever now. Like, so I feel like I lost time.
I'm glad, man. Yeah, your freestyles are insane, bro.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, bro.
Just off the top, like, you can spit a lot of shit, man. Like, oh, my God.
That shit came about. Freestyles came about because I was just fucking around, like, I might say somebody was better than me. I'm like, yo, these niggas, y'all call them niggas super lyrical. They take years to fucking write all of that and get mad time. I was like, I really feel like nobody better than me. I could make a 16, or I make a 42 right now. I'm memorizing, you feel me? I'm gonna hear the beat and I'm gonna mumble. Then I'm gonna go right to my phone. Everything I mumble, I'm gonna just put it down in words. As soon as I catch my cadence and my flow,
I put it right to words.
I never, like, a lot of people do like voice memos. Like, when they do like freestyles, long freestyles, they'll say it in a voice memo and just keep playing a voice memo back. Nah, I look at the words, I write it, and I keep reciting the words.
Yeah.
And then I just Yeah, like that. I did 20 weeks straight of freestyles.
And that was the Free Smoke Sundays, right?
Yeah, Free Smoke Sundays.
So what started that? That was because of the person?
It was because of, like, somebody's just, like, it was like a little argument. I was sick of seeing, like, who the best in the town, who the best this, who the best that. I'm like, I'm going to prove to y'all there's nobody better than me, but I'm not going to say I'm better than everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just let my work show for it. You know, just outwork everybody. Like, if I outwork everybody, y'all should know what time it is. And by me doing that, I built a solid fan base to where they like, it's nobody better than him. Tell me somebody I could go 7 weeks straight with freestyle. By the time 7 weeks, tell me somebody I could go 14 weeks. By the time I went 20 weeks straight. So until you do 21 weeks, I don't want to hear nobody literally better than me. Until you do 21 weeks straight. Current events that's going on that week. I'll wake up, I'm like, damn, this shit happened. So now I gotta add in four bars it just take a little time. Yeah, it was a couple takes it took, but still, like, I was executing, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's really off the head, like.
See, that's so impressive. Like, we freestyle every day, but we try to get to that point where you can just, like, say a new 16 off the top of your head.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Bro, that's nuts.
Like, he could talk about his whole day.
Damn.
I swear to God.
And it will flow and just
flow. Like, he'll talk about his whole day. Like, I'm like, what the
story hell? Rap is the best type of
and
rap.
And here's the reason why I started doing that. Like, we really used to be, we'd do this in a car with me, so I go and just be rapping for like 4 hours off the top. Just play every whatever beat, go on YouTube, we just let it play.
Yeah.
We just rap. Voice memo the shit and just do whatever.
Bro, that's cool.
It teach you. It teach you a lot. Like, I mean, how to just play off of words. That's all it is, like, wordplay. Just playing off of words. Like, if I'm freestyle, I look around the room and just see what's going on. And then I talk about that.
That's a good, like, technique. Just to see, like, if you see something in your peripheral, use that as your next bar.
Next bar, yeah. So that's how you do it.
Damn, bro.
Dying, shit. God damn. That shit
to keep it in.
But yeah, them freestyles was dope, man. That shit brought a lot. Like, it brought a lot of, like, it brought a lot of leverage. Cause I felt like I lost my leverage after Sway in the Morning. Like, my brother, he locked up. Mm-hmm. So if my older brother was home, everybody know my brother name would have knew. If after Sway in the Morning, I'd have been home. I'd have been signed, everything would have been laid out if my brother was home.
Yeah.
Cause he would have handled everything how it was supposed to be handled.
Good business.
Yeah, he's a real business minded, but he got, unfortunately, if you listen to Wave Only, you know the story. Like, you got hit up with a sentence. You know what I mean? 23 years, suspended out to 14 for nonviolent crime. Just because New London, they just didn't want to look bad, and the judge want to give him all those years. Like, you see a black man, you know what I mean? They want to give him all those years. But it's the craziest thing is a white kid did something, I want to say a month or 2 months after that, and they gave him a program.
Really?
And one of the judges that was a part of this shit, the judge, he fuck around. He killed somebody before in a car accident. One of the judges.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's fucked, yeah.
That's
shit crazy.
Corrupt.
And he just, the system is corrupt in New London. Y'all system is corrupt in New London. I'm going to say that. And it's like one of the prosecutors, she's like getting on my nerves. She just wanted him to go to jail so bad. It's like, why would you put somebody in jail? Regular taxpaying citizen. Imagine you go from being, like, one day you wake up, you know, top of the world, you about to get your own store at AT&T. They about to put you as the manager at your own store. You're one of the top salesmen in the country. At one point, he was number one salesman in the country for AT&T. And then, blink of an eye, one crash, one mistake. Everything gone. Family gone. You, like, everything. And then now you're fighting the case. They try to hit you up because he was in ways of college. He caught a DUI. Mm-hmm. So they try to, like, catch him up. He's on probation for that. So they gave him a little probation sentence, whatever. And then they hit him with violation. So they gave him 6 months. Knocked the 6 months out, came home. You know, he didn't revert from drinking, he didn't stop drinking, but he was still drinking a little bit, but, you know what I mean? It wasn't, he was trying, you know what I mean? He was trying.
He was changing.
Yeah.
He was making
so it's like, basically, get him help. It's like, why we can't get him help? At the end of the day, he's a taxpaying citizen. He's a kid that went from making $20,000 a year, jumping straight to 30. I mean, jumping straight to like 40, 50,000 a year.
Yeah.
Literally. And then from that 50,000, he's about to be at 60, 70 range.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're talking at a very, very young age at one point. He's only 24, 25 years old when it happened. You feel me? So you got somebody that young going, this is 2014, he's 25. Yup. Oh, shit.
That's so messed up.
Yeah, he was like 25 and shit. Matter of fact, I'm good. I'm gonna be high as shit, huh? He good. Yeah, we can't smoke, Jah. Ah, damn, hey,
bro, this is like everything.
This is real rap.
Did you put more butt in there?
What?
Did you put more butt
yeah.
in
there?
Yeah,
we both threw it.
Hell yeah. Look, no way. But yeah, man, then he went from, like, that shit is crazy. And then, you know, it was just, imagine that. Like, you just go from having everything you need, everything you want, then quick. Then they throwing you in jail, then you in jail. I mean, then, like, he in there with cousins we thought we'd never see for, like, the next 30 years. I mean, but he holding it down. He doing what he got to do. He going to be home soon because they messed up. There's so many discrepancies in that case I can't even talk about. I mean, he got to be home real soon, though. Happy about that. We going to, we getting millions. My brother come home, he my manager. I don't got no manager right now.
Yeah, you said you were independent, right?
Yeah.
So you've been doing it all alone.
Everything all alone. Nobody put bread up for what I do. Only person that matched me is him. Mm-hmm. Nobody put money up for what I do. I do everything myself.
I respect that. Yeah. Man.
It's a learning curve. You're going to take losses. I took losses, a lot of losses, 8,000, 5,000, like thousands of hours of losses, but you learn. It's a lesson. If you don't take that lesson, you're an idiot. You know what I mean? If you lose and you don't realize what made you lose, that's crazy.
Even worse loss.
It's even worse. Are you terrible? Like, what's the name said that, what was the quote? Insanity. Doing the same thing over twice. And looking for different results, like doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's what people do all the time. They looking, like, that's what CT been doing. Same thing, looking for different results. No, we gotta move with love, bro. We gotta move different out this way. Like, it's just weird, man.
Yeah, bro, exactly. We just gotta move together. Yeah. Like, that's what Packed House is about. We wanna bring everybody together, and, like, doesn't matter if you're from the 203, if you're from the A6O, mm-hmm. we wanna bring everybody into one room and create. Make it so you can do whatever you need and want, and then you can boost this culture and even the economy of what we are, like, growing. And like make it what it needs to be and what we have been wanting and dreaming for CT culture to be.
And that's a fact. We almost there though. It's a lot of people that's doing it. There's a lot of people that's pushing forward. I feel like I don't want to say I'm like, oh, it's not cliche, but saying like I'm one of the people that was like up there that did it, that like started mm-hmm. making this person connect with this person. But it's true. Like, once I started going to Hartford, now a lot of people in my way starting to go to Hartford. Yeah. And A6O starting to come out this way. I'm up to 203. So like more people connecting. It just took somebody who genuine, who really like come from a genuine place that's not looking for nothing. I don't need no come up from you. I just go to people events just cause, like, you know, like
you actually care.
Show love. Yeah. DJs I show love to. I show like I see a DJ perform. All right, we ain't doing that. Let's go out there. Let's mm-hmm. go show the DJ some love tonight. Like, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
All right, so I go through. Make sure I let them know I'm mm-hmm. here for you. I'm here for you. I mean, Kenny Event support you. Thank you. Like, you know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
So cool, man.
And that's what you got. We need more love like that, you know? We need more love like that. Like, one of the people I came across was like this year, like one of the greatest people was Tia. Tia Long,
right?
Yeah. Yep. It's like I came across her. Now me and Perry is real cool, you know, like
Perry's nice.
Man, he's dope. Super dope, you know?
So and good.
Like their whole team, A1. They team is they all for Perry. Like that's the thing I love about their squad. Like,
it's like home run status every time.
Every time, and they execute. She taught me all about execution. Feel me? Before I would just make plans. I would have plans. This plan, that plan. But no, slow down. When you make that plan, execute it. That's how you execute it. So as soon as I learned how to execute from her, watching her mm-hmm. and talking to her, picking her brain, having great conversations because she's a real friend. I mean, I learned how to execute now. So now it's like that's what I'm big on, execution. Yeah. You know. So Tia is one of the people. Another person that been doing their thing, Y Jones. She puts a lot of she dealt with a lot of different artists. She put me onto a lot of different artists. Mm-hmm. My boy OB, Fools and Hoes was his name before. I don't know what's his shit now on Twitter. But he was another person.
I think I've heard of him. Yeah,
he was doing like a podcast and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. On his podcast, and he was telling me like, go link up with this person, link up with that person. He was the first person that told me about Stella Girls, like Britney crushing them.
Okay, Britney Crush is nice.
What they was doing, and I seen what they did, and it was dope. I'm like, yo, check out going on was like mm-hmm. super dope. Like, you know, like they have a good core, and it's like a lot of girls that was doing a lot of different things. Who had like, you know, they're still lit. Like, you know, I like what they doing. That was big for women culture.
Yeah,
to see so to see girls come together and just like
empower support each other, and yeah,
you know what I mean, empower each other and throw dope events and stuff like that. Like, that was dope. Seeing that, it was like, man, this is another, you know, another thing in Connecticut.
Like,
that
if we get the about. Like, think about it, UConn girls is like the best basketball.
Best basketball team, yeah.
Like, so think about if the female culture of just like hip hop and R&B just
it was
like,
hitting it that breaks. Crazy, yeah. You know, like
they
was,
can.
It was everything they had going on. Models, they had like people that was hosts. They had a lot of different things. You had a girl named John A. She was like dope ass model. You feel me? Like she was like super dope. And they had so many different lit people going, like connecting each other. That was great. That was a great thing, you know. So hope they do another one soon. I'll definitely attend it.
Shout out CEO Shaq too.
That's my dog, man. That's really my bro.
CT on lock is fucking awesome.
He real wave on me right there. I mean, I call him Louis. Louis Flawless.
Yeah.
That's my guy. That's really my bro right there. Like, I really, like, you know what I mean? That's a dude I connect.
He's genuine too.
Real genuine. But he like, I had to break him out of his little thing he be doing too. I had to break him out of like this little mold he was in. I had to tell him like, nigga, you still nobody gonna look at you as nobody. You gotta make this shit something, then we gonna get lit. You feel me? You gotta be more out there going. You gotta be more outgoing. You gotta be more this, more that, more this, more that. And you can't. You gotta eliminate that mind you got. I mean, he eliminated that mind frame. He flourishing now. You feel me?
That's cool.
And now he really like being more open. He being more like, cause some people don't want to show their real personality to people, you know. But I'm just telling him like, be you. Like, you a cool ass dude. Nigga, smile. Like, you know, I mean, you a cool guy. And you wave now. Like, you really a part of the wave. Like, if I was to get management, I would be a person that's like, I would have management. Like, if I was to have management right now. But it's just right now, it's just like, I don't want, he got so much going on, I got so much going on, it don't make sense right now.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's just help each other out.
Exactly.
That's all. I'm going to push you, what you got going on, you push what I got going on.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
That's all it is.
That's awesome, man. So speaking about the wave, can you explain the wave only movement?
All right, wave only movement started off with, it's like BBM wave. So BBM wave, wave only. BBM is the whole thing. Black businessmen or brothers before the money. You know what I mean? That's what we started off as. And the wave is just wave, like, you know, wave, that wavy shit, like. Wave only is just us. It's like basically like we was just saying that. We start saying that when something, I forgot what happened. It was something that happened. And we just like, yo, it's just us, man. It's just us over everybody. Like, it means wave only.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm like, damn, I like that. So I was like, I'm gonna do a project. So it's like, let me turn this into a saying. Let me make this a thing. Like, you know what I mean? So we made wave only a thing and it outgrew the BBM. So it's just like mainly wave only now. You feel me?
Exactly.
Like, and wave only is just like us. It's just like us, everything. So brotherhood, loyalty. Like, you give us that loyalty, we give it to you, we give you it back.
Yeah.
So wave on, now you wave only, you feel me?
That's so cool, man. Genuine movement. We keep on talking about genuine, but
that's
like,
all it is.
Yeah, man, that's sweet. So going back to the Sway's Universe thing, what was it like getting on the Friday Fire Cypher with Bonafide Beats, Doc Star, Diggler, and I Am Young Fly?
That shit was dope. I ain't talked to Docs in a while, but I talked to Fly, Young Fly, all the time. Like, well, often. I won't say all the time, often. It was like a crazy experience. Cause I was like waiting for it so long. Like, basically I felt like since I wanted to rap, you know, take rap serious. When I went up there, it was like, at first I got the call. Oh, I got the email on a Tuesday at work. I didn't even see it in the morning. I just checked my email on break. And I was like, what? So I called him. I was like, yo, I think Sway asked me to go on the show. Like, man, you better write. Like, feel me? Like, what did it say? I told him, he's like, yo, they want you up there. I didn't realize it said this Friday. Like, it said that same Friday.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, that means this Friday. Like, you feel me? Right. Like, it hung up. So I just I was like, you know what I mean? I just started writing.
Grinded.
Yeah. So as soon as I seen what it was, that Tuesday, wrote. I only had that Friday to memorize everything. What went wrong, I was going to work every day. I should just called out of work and just stayed to that pen.
Stayed in,
you know,
your zone.
Should have just stayed in my zone, but I didn't. But when I got
still
there,
killed it though, bro.
Yeah. I felt like I did great. And the competition was in there, it was so crazy. Like, it was like the energy in the room was different. From the time we got there, like, the energy in the room was like different. Like, Sway was like, oh, you Bugatti. It was like, great to meet you. Like, I'm finally happy to meet you. Like, it's like, I never seen nobody go this hard to get up here. You know, like, you really was emailing us. Like, we've been seeing your emails. We just wanted to see like how long it was gonna keep going. Yeah. I was emailing him every day for 5 months.
You were determined. 5 months?
Yeah, every day. 5 months. Like, it didn't, I didn't stop. Like, I was like, nah, I'm gonna get up here. Man, he picked me in the new year. Like, they picked the people, I guess. He picked me at the top, like, in the new year, put me for that. I was like, damn, that's just crazy. It just made the story even crazier. Then he kept letting me know. Like, he kept telling me, like, look how many people we got. Like, showing me how many millions of people was, like, viewed in. So I'm like, all right, we did more rounds that's on YouTube. We did a warm-up round, then we did a warm-up round, and then we did two warm-up rounds, actually, before it was aired. Before air, we did one warm-up round, and then it was, like, some type of round. Then I went first, then everybody did their single segments, then we did another. That's when we did a rotation.
Yeah.
And then the last one was the two people that was just sitting down. He was like, yo, that's how much we show love. Like, how much I show love.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity for two people that was just sitting there. Like, oh, yeah. Rap. All right, yeah, come on. Get on the mic. Yeah, that's what happened. Like, you feel me?
And they're like, oh, shit, but let's go. Like, yeah, why not?
And we were supposed to go again. We was about to go again. But then whoever their guest was, just came up. Because they thought their guest was going to be late. So they're going to keep letting us go. They'd have let us go. I was going to go for like 3-4 minutes myself.
Yeah,
I had some shit in the cut. Like, oh yeah, about to jump out there.
Shit, just do Five Fingers of Death right now.
Yeah, I know, right? Shit. But yeah, I'm beat. Yeah. Yeah.
Breakthrough exclusive.
They wanna see me fat. They wanna see me fat. They wanna see me fall. They wanna see me fat. They like this shit when I'm falling down. I like this shit when I'm at the top. I like this show when I'm in the middle, so they see that the grinding don't never stop. I'm the type to pull the mad hours, get to it with nobody there, and take the elevator up the way. Got sick of waiting, so I took the stairs. I'm talking about miles, I'm putting the game. They talking about things they never bought. I had to experience some things in life, correcting mistakes I was never taught. My last show, they see was bugging, like your phone need an update. Looked on the shelf, seen it was better in stores, so I had upgrade. Yeah. Hold up, know you rollin' with the dream team. Wave only be the slogan, niggas know I'm going for crazy skin. Hold up.
Oh my god.
Hold up. Yeah. Hold up. They like to see when I'm at the bottom. They like to see when I'm CT. Breakdown, new me. Yeah. I'm smoking on some fucking new weed. Don't know what it is. Got my man calling shit. Yo, hold up. A bottle of water in my hand, yeah. My man's on the block picking up grams, yeah. Getting those off. Man, I dozed off. Then I came back. Man, I'm so raw. I'm off the top when I'm spitting that heat. Damn, that boy blood spilled in the streets. His own brother did it. Same skin, no mother in it. Damn, and she about to cry at that funeral. Damn, look what your city fucking doing to him. These young kids picking up them straps. Fuck it. And I ain't never going back. I ain't never been there, so jail, I ain't never going back, man. If I'm in that situation, I ain't gon' rap, nigga. I'm spitting off the top, that is facts, nigga. Yeah, 3 white and 2 black. Fuck it, all brothers, and that be that. Yeah, and then my niggas, dog. I swear to God, man, we gon' kill them all. Yeah, fuck around, man, I'm spitting raw. Yeah. Cocaine, I get it off. Yeah, hold up, I'm chilling with my dog, my right hand man. Yeah, and he gon' help me get the fucking time. And niggas know I'm spitting facts. Every fucking line, spitting fire, fucking flames. Yeah, I'm off the brain, shit it go insane. Yeah, I took your man, took it to the telly. My dick up in the belly, and she ain't playing games. We just watching fucking belly. Tommy and Nas. I mean it's sincere. Fuck around this drip. You can't wear. I'm off the top. You pussy niggas beware. I'm off the top and I ain't got no cares.
Y'all really just
I wish I had this sway.
Y'all, I swear to God I was on the top of my head. Yo, I was on the top of my head, bro. I was just flowing. Yo, that'd be crazy. Shit.
Yo, do you want it? I'll give it to you.
I'll get it. Yo, damn, play that shit back. We get a little bit more on that.
Go ahead, bro.
God damn, bro. I just hit a different zone,
just
man.
Just made this like 20 minutes ago
before you guys came. Hey, yo, what's your producer name again?
Tyler.
Oh, shit, yeah. Wait, you was at my show recently then. Tyler?
Oh, shit.
No. That's the other Tyler. I was gonna say. I thought it was this Tyler, it's a different one. Yeah, get on the block, hit the block. Yeah, we flipping them. Ayy, fucking spinning like a pendulum. I like a pendulum is swinging. The momentum is my way. Today, him and my niggas eating like Fridays. On a Tuesday or a Sunday, fucking on a Monday, I get up and I go grind. I get that fucking money. Hey, yeah, I'm staring at your honey. I'm trying to take it to the Best Western. I'm from the fucking East, but on the fucking West, I get the best herb. You can fucking get it if you want. I ain't playing no games. I was waiting on the months. I was waiting on that time when I go on rhyme. But this motherfucking time, my time to shine at this. I'm on the grind at this. The beat threw me fucking off, but I hit time in this. Yeah, and I put time in this. That mean I'm back. And if you fucking snitch, you a rat. You check my sheet, it's all facts. On what I did, and just have to how I live. Fuck around and get it, man. I ain't got no cares. I got some nieces and nephews. I gotta take care. I got a little brother, a grandmother on both sides. You already know I got my mother, but some don't have that. So I just cherish it. Fuck around, I ain't playing no games. I'm wearing it. I'm wearing on that pain I done seen. All them times I done felt with my stomach fucking growling. Yeah, we fucking wildin' with that strap, dawg. Broski, get that pack, dawg. Yeah, I got these butters on. Feeling like this joke butting on. Cause I'm talking shit when I walk through. That CT fucking breakthrough, you know. I hit the steps and said I'm gone, hit the decks. It felt like I'm in a deck, so I had to intercept a couple bitches on the way up. Yeah, I tapped my gram. She like my pic, your bitch know I'm the man. 500 likes or 200 likes, I'm the same. It don't matter cause I'm about to be in the game. Like I'm fucking Snow. Yeah, I fucking yank it and I ain't playing games. I'm about to crank it like a Mookie Betts. So place your bet cause I'm the MVP. Hey. And niggas never gonna see me. Put this on that rap fucking DVD. Wave only breakthrough CT, nigga.
I can rap for hours, bro.
Going back to the interview though, 2 years later you went to freestyle on bars on I-95.
Oh my god.
So do you have any pre-performance rituals before going on the mic, or do you just go like you did for us, just write?
So I'm like, we good. Like before like something like that, I did that shit 2 times. The first one, he was like, yo, bro, you went crazy, but I want you to, this is your moment. Like, your album about to come out, this is your moment. So I'm like, all right, got you, bro. I'll be back, like, next week. I'm like, all right. Because I did that, and I did something for Trail and them, too. Like, they had a little podcast, and I just, like, me and Sholi did, like, a head up. And Sholi could rap his ass off. So I wasn't having him body me, so I gave him some tough stuff up there. So when I went back, I'm like, yo, I want this. I'm choosing my own beat, though. I gave him the beat I wanted, and that shit was a moment. You feel me? It's the moment that we needed.
Yeah.
And I blacked out. Like, we do a take real quick. You do one take, and then that was like a practice round. But I blacked out on the practice round. He's like, yo, save that for the next one. Mm-hmm. And I just went crazy. I came on my jacket. That wasn't improv or nothing. Oh, I was just really feeling it. Like, I was gonna keep rapping too, but he was like, I just felt like it was enough. Like,
yeah.
His man's in the back was supposed to hit the boards on one part. I was supposed to do something, and he was so shocked. Like, he couldn't.
He didn't even do it.
Yeah. He was supposed to do that. Couldn't believe we just heard.
Damn, man.
That shit was a moment, man. I don't care. Nobody said that's top 5 freestyle this year. That's a fact. That shit was crazy.
It was straight bars, bro.
Yeah, I ain't take a bar off on that shit.
One line after one line after one line.
Yeah, it was like line after line, I think.
Damn, man. So going to performances, what has been your favorite place to perform at? Like, which venue? Or your top 3 performances?
Top 3 performances. My first headlining show for Higher, it was in the Higher Power Tour. It was somebody else. It was like my boy, shout out Chris Davis, part of Capital Front Booking. They did a show out here. They had me headline, and I got my boy a bag too. He's an artist. His name, Young Clean. Mm-hmm. I got him a little bag, and I got a bag too. So that was like one thing, because I was able to put food on the table for somebody. You know what I mean? So that was one of my favorite shows. And we did like 180 people in the building, that whole 200 people. So that was a good show. Mm-hmm. My last shit, I just did Fall Fest. It was crazy. That was dope. That was like probably the most energetic and most love in one building. And then my favorite show, it's either the Dave East one or I would say the Dave East or the Lil Uzi. I did Lil Uzi, like DJ Easy just gave me the mic and made me perform.
Damn.
Yeah, right there on the dope. Spot. So that was like probably my favorite, that was my top three. Cause I got mad followers after that. Yeah, my followers went up like 400.
Because people were like, okay, this guy actually like stepped up to the plate and hit a home run.
Off the rip. Cause like he's cut the beat on my second joint. And it's like the way the flow is, like people was like bopping and I'm just sitting there flowing my ass off. And they
watching them bop
bar.
To you.
Yeah, and they like no beat. They just bopping with me. Like they watching me go bar for bar and they just bopping with me. So that was the best ones.
That's sweet. So can we talk about the big Wave Fest?
Yeah.
What's going on? Like how was the first one and when is the next one gonna be?
First one was great. Louis, you messed up on the fucking footage. He never put it out, so it's pointless to put the footage out now. I was tight about that, but that's my guy, so that was one slip up. But the vibe in there was crazy. The artist was great. Technical difficulties messed up two artists, and I was mad about it. But it messed up two artists, technical difficulties. But the rest of the artists was like dope. Britney mm-hmm. Crush, trapping them. Trapping them was high as shit when they did theirs, dog. Mm-hmm. It was on stage wild. It was high. Like, that was their first performance, too. It was just high. It was having mad fun. Like, Trap Phone Fatty, that's my boy. It was having
that's
mad
my
fun
boy, dude.
Stage.
I love him, bro.
Yeah,
he's so funny.
Good energy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good energy, Dollar Dean, good energy. They came out here, they did their thing. We had Sholi, it was technical difficulties, but he still had the crowd going crazy for bars.
Uh-huh.
Kaylee, she was doing her thing, but the technical difficulties. Perry went off.
Perry's disgusting.
Off.
Like
Fuego Fresh and my boy GQ impressed me because my bro GQ, first time ever on stage by himself.
Really?
He went through a lot. Like, you know, so since we broke up as mm-hmm. a group, that was the first time ever on stage by himself. Like doing his own thing. So I was happy about that. And then Fuego Fresh went off. Then that was one of my favorite. Oh, hell yeah. Big Wave Fest is top three too. It's up there.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was crazy. Like everybody knew word for word. I put the mic in the crowd for definitely, and it was just seeing the whole shit. Like that shit is the craziest thing ever. And it'd be like my friends and fam. Like, just be a part of it. Like,
people that actually care about your movement.
Yeah, shit is so dope, man. Just like, that was a moment. Big Wave Fest was fire. We're gonna do another one this year. I was able to give my mom $1,000 for Mother's Day, same day of Mother's Day. I pocketed something, paid my staff, and gave my little sister something for her birthday.
That's probably an amazing feeling.
Greatest feeling. Like, that's why, that was the best show. That's number one, because I was able to feed my family. So, to help my family out. So, dope.
That's why we do it, right?
That's what you do it for, man. At the end of the day, it's not for you. Like, people who love money, I don't want to be around nobody that love money. Because you're greedy. Like, I like people to be around people who don't care about money. I'm a person, I don't care about money. I love money for what it can do for the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if you a selfish person, I cannot be around you. I want selfless people around me. Because then you have no ego.
Mm-hmm.
You're not
death
egotistic.
Ego.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can't have no ego right now. We all at the bottom. You can be something quicker than I can be something tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I may have the name right now, but you can do one thing
and that
pop
can
off tomorrow.
Flow. Yeah.
I mean, so can't have no egos. Just can't be around people like that.
Damn, but I agree. So, going into your fucking three videos and now gonna be fourth because you said you were just shooting the one for Big Bang, but
mm-hmm.
What inspired you to make the video for Definitely?
Definitely was like, shit, we made a record, like, I wanna say, what, 2 weeks before we shot the video? 3 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks before we shot the video,
mm-hmm.
made the record. And we just knew it was one. We was like, yo, there's no way we holding on to this song.
Yeah.
Like, shout out Curly Fry. Like, it was like, no way we was holding on to this song. Did it? Shit, put it. I sampled it on my story and people was going crazy. I remember I got like 32 inboxes like drop this shit.
Damn.
So I'm like, I'ma drop it with a vid. when you drop out the vid, we put the song out first. The song went nuts, went crazy, and then we put the video out. Same time, we put the video out a little while after. So the song already went so sick that we knew what the video was gonna be. Just, it don't even matter, like, just turn up. Like, we just gotta really turn up, had set the scenery, had to have a house, like, bando type house. And my dogs came through and we brought the energy to the camera. That's what it was.
So who directed it?
Frankie Fire.
Okay.
Like, he recorded and directed it, but I be helping. I usually direct behind the camera too. All my videos, I like to direct them. And
would you say you're like the creative director then?
Yeah, I would say creative director. He's director. Like, he shoots everything and edit. So it's dope.
Interesting. So what were you trying to get across to the listeners in the Break from New Haven video?
Break from New Haven, it was like, that was the first song I wrote when I got out my slump in 2015. Mm-hmm. Like, that was literally the first song I wrote. So it's like, it was like to uplift the women around me. That was off the project Summertime Fine. So I just had, like, that was a big song up there. A lot of women wanted that record. So I just did a video for it. Like, you know, just to uplift them. Uplift the women. Like, that's what it's all about. Like, I see you grinding, see what you're going through, see what you gotta go through every day, the odds you gotta go against. So this is a record for y'all. I felt like it was like needed, but it messed me up kind of because I put it out at the wrong time, the video out. You know what I mean? So it was like around the time I was doing Definitely, and I had like interest from like a couple labels. And when I put that out, they all backed off because they thought I was going like a whole different way from Definitely. So, yeah.
You live and you learn that, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was a learning curve, but they still paying attention to what's going on. It's just, that was it. But Definitely first hit, it was it. Like, that was the moment.
Yeah.
I ain't realize it.
Hey, there's still so many more moments to come. That's a crazy thing.
The records I got on deck, oh, it's crazy.
So what about a Flex? So what's special about the Flex video to you?
That's the video of the year, if you ask me. Like, I'm surprised they don't have, like, it's supposed to have like a million views, supposed to have like a lot of views. Like, that's video of the year, if you ask me. Like, some good videos is out there, creative, but it shows what New Haven is. It make you
the
want
culture
to
of
be
New
here.
Haven. Yeah.
Like, you want to know, all right, I want to go to this place. I want to go here. Like, I want to be here. Like, it showed a lot. So that was like the best thing about it. Like, Flex is like a vid, and then, like I said, it was Ty Ty, my RP Ty Ty. That was my last time seeing him playing on the court with him. He was on the scene. He was on the same team as me. And that game I'm playing in, like, all them dunks, that's me dunking. Stuff like that. Like, so I was like, that was a real game. And that was like my last time playing with him and all that. So that was a special video to me. And I was like, a lot of people last time seeing him on like camera and stuff like that. So it felt good for the city. And how it make the town look, the moment, the love on the camera, like
everybody coming
lit
together.
Yeah, it's just lit. It's just the overall lit video. So that's why I feel like it shows what was the dope part of Connecticut. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, what we're talking about when we say the culture.
Yeah, it is the culture. You feel me? That's CT. Right there. Like, I don't want... Yeah, that's CT. You see, you think it's a hug. You think it's nothing but good. No, it's a hug. But it's love. You know what I mean? That's
what it is. So, what do you think is about... Well, I already asked that, but what is your real opinion about the culture in Connecticut? What do you think is next for us?
We about to take off. They steal a lot of our sounds already in the game. They paying attention to what we doing on Twitter. They paying attention to what we doing on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. They eyes, and it's even more eyes since Diddy said Connecticut. Now people, and then it was a narrative that he dissed Connecticut, which he never did. He didn't diss Connecticut, but it was a narrative. He dissed Connecticut. So we got a damn... Like, they pay attention. It's a bullseye on what we're doing. People don't know about it yet. When they find out about Connecticut, they're going to want to know more about it because it's such a small state. They love small places that's violent. If you look at any state, they love the smallest place out of that state that's violent, or whatever state out there is violent. Like, you know, Baton Rouge. It's not as big as the rest of, like, you know what I mean? Nolia and shit like that. Like, it's a little spot. They love it because it's violent, and they telling these stories and stuff like that. So they want to hear our stories out. They want to hear all different types of stories from from each artist, like from artists, or what's going on. So as a culture, we just gotta show more love. Stop hating, genuine love, no fake love. And if you give fake love, don't make it obvious. Like, don't make it obvious it's fake love. Mm-hmm. Like, try to be authentic as possible, but we just gotta come together.
If you fuck with someone, fuck with them. If you don't,
if then you don't fuck with them. That, yeah. That point blank. If I don't fuck with you, stay over there. If I fuck with you, it's love. Like, I'm a support. I'm gonna pull up to your event. I'm gonna do something. Like, everybody be trying to act like they so busy. Our motherfuckers is not busy. Like, not doing nothing. Yeah, not doing nothing. Like, so everybody be trying to act like they so busy and shit. They don't be busy. Like, they don't be doing nothing. Like, so you got enough time to go to that man event. You got more time to go show that man love and shit like that. Like, I don't understand. We just gotta move with love and move with, like, be more genuine out here. That's what
move together.
Yeah, that's one.
What I'm thinking is, like, 2017 was an amazing year for us. 2018 has been an even better year. And 2019 is going to be nuts.
It's about to be nuts.
But 2020, like...
You already got Snow Sign, like...
Yeah.
Snow Sign, that other...
Kevin George,
Kevin
right?
Kevin George, Sign, same label. Like, come on, they understand.
Yo, he's disgusting.
Yeah, I finally heard him.
Bro, he's so good.
He worked with my boy Chris Murder, though.
Really?
Yeah, the engineer. He's a problem. I've been working with Chris since, like, 2012.
Really?
I was like 12. Me and Chris worked together. I used to drive all the way out there just to go record. I was the only place I would record.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. Kevin George, yeah, he a beast. I mean, Snow Sign. Then you got a lot of people that's popping, and they put Raekwon down on DJ Academics, young boy from my town. So he got lit. He caught like 30,000 followers off the rip. He did 500,000 views up there.
Hold Who's that again?
Kid named Raekwon Don.
You gotta send me a link of his, yeah.
He could rap. He be doing what I be doing, like just rapping his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
He had rap for years. Remember me, him, and PD Crack at a cypher. I was on break. I was on lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get some food from IB Trizzy. He's an artist out there too. I was gonna get some food from his mom's little thing she had going on, special. And we was a cypher. Me, Raekwon, Don, Petey Crack, Trizzy. Was rapping them while I was on break at work. That shit was a moment.
Don't you just love those? Just like when you know what's happening, then you're just like living in the moment.
Yeah, you're just smelling the roses. It's like, it's something special.
Yeah. Watching it go down.
Yeah, shit was dope.
So who else out of CT do you want to work with?
I want to work. I think it's time me and Noy do some.
That'd be dope.
Fuck with that. That'd be crazy. I gotta make the hook though. If it's a banger, I gotta make the hook. If it's some singing shit, he gotta do the hook. Mm-hmm. But if it's a banger, I gotta make that hook. And then the soccer just leave him room and just go off. Give his best version of Annoy, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna work with him. Who else? Me and Perry gonna work soon, but I wanna work with Perry, Norman mm-hmm. Perry too. There's a couple other artists out here I wanna work with. ASAP Bennett. I like her.
She's nice.
Yeah, she's nice. I like her. Damn, I'm trying to think of other artists I really want to work with. I don't know. That I ain't work with. Oh, yeah, Brittany Crush, I want to work with her. There's a couple artists I want to work with.
I love Brittany's music.
Yeah, she's dope.
So, other than yourself, who is your favorite artist out of CT?
Leonardo DiCaprio, GQ the Prince. Smile, Little Cry Baby, Black Skrilla. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Butter. Like, Papi Ocho. Another dope artist I really want. Oh, yeah, D Monet. Y'all gonna hear about her. So, these my little artists. Damn, who I'm forgetting, bro? I be bumping a lot of CT, though. Oh, yeah, I'm bumping a lot of CT. But that's it. I'm gonna leave. That's the people I cored in with.
Yeah, that's your cap.
Oh, yeah, Snow. I like Snow. I love Snow music. Yeah, when they trap phone Fetty. I mean, that's my boy. Yeah, Trap. Oh, yeah, Cool Q. Fuck, Sax Fifth. Yeah, them my guys. Yeah, Trap, Cool Q, Sax Fifth, and Hartford Wave.
There's so many people, man. If you think about it, like,
it's really a lot of artists, dope artists too. So, like, we got a lot. I'm gonna take that and say I'm top five easily in this shit. Oh yeah, Lonnie X, I like this shit too. I like this shit too.
Lonnie's nice. Yeah. He just released a new single with Graves. We're actually having him on. Like,
this word shit.
No, not swerve. Where's my phone?
You gotta show me that. I gotta I wanna hear it. I like this last project.
Yeah. What was it, Full Court Press?
Yeah, he worked with my boy Jay Drums. He worked with Jay Drums.
Let's see. Lonnie. It's called Bout It.
Yeah, I gotta hear it. I'm gonna go check it out.
This is the cover art.
Yeah, his picks be dope as shit.
Bro, he got the fire editing.
Yeah, like real simplistic.
Yeah, it's like real, simple, but it's fire. Yo, I see you, boy.
It just got that, it's like swagger to it.
Yeah, I like that she did, Dean and Louis back. Then what was it? I got it. Or I believe it. Believe it.
Yeah.
Believe it. That shit was fire. I love the way he started that bitch off. That shit is hard. Like, he started that shit off. And Louis back. I was like, oh, he's too spazzing. Yeah, him. Shit. There's a couple of them. It's like a CT playlist, like, that they be putting together. I was just listening to motherfuckers like Mula Guapo, like.
He's nice.
Kados. Like, listen to a couple people out here. Ways on Key, that's my boy. He fire. Got some dope shit. He dope. He be doing his Wednesday shits. He be doing like comedy type freestyles. Them shits be lit.
Really?
Yeah, he lit.
With a lot of punchlines and stuff?
Yeah, he's lit. Like, he's really lit too. His numbers is crazy. His numbers is stupid. He get numbers. And he got good people on him, so good artists.
We're almost approaching 1 hour. So, if you could collab with any artist and producer, dead or alive, who would they be and why?
Artist and producer, dead or alive. Can I get three artists or?
Yeah.
One? Go ahead. Artists, I would love to work with Biggie. I would love to work with Pac, definitely. And Jay. Them are three artists I would love to work with. Like, I would love to, because I would, like, in the sessions, I would love to sit in on Pac, like, pick his brain.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them, I want to pick their brain. Like, that's what it is. Like, I would just want to pick their brain more than anything, you know?
Know how they do it.
Yeah, know how they do it. Then, like, seeing how Jay and Big, chemistry was, like, if they would have ever made a commission album, how crazy it would have been. So, I know me as a, like, competitor, Biggie would bring my best verse ever out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So... Same thing with Jay. Jay will bring my best verse ever out. I think me and Tupac can make like a very, very impactful song. Like, I'm probably one of the most impactful songs, you know? So.
That's crazy. Who would be producing it?
The producer would definitely be, for me and Pac, Ninth Wonder.
Okay.
For me and Big, because I want Big to jump in my zone now. So I would need some 808 Mafia. I would love to hear some 808 Mafia type Biggie. I would want to know what he would be on these type flows, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would want my speed. So it'd be 808 Mafia / produced by my producer, Pyro Lou Kane. That'd be crazy if Biggie was, we mixed that together. And then me and Jay, I don't know which Jay I would want the most, man. I would want Reasonable Doubt, Jay, when you talking that talk. So, what's it? Yeah, Clark Kent.
That DJ Clark Kent?
Yeah.
He's lit, bro.
That's what I would need. Or Premier, he's the one to get us right.
I love it. So, So now we're going into discography details. Basically, I'm going to list off a couple song names off of your three of your projects, Last Don't Exist, Summertime Fine, and Wave Only. All
right.
And then just like explain maybe the night that when you were recording it, what prompted you to make the song, anything that comes to your mind when you first hear the song name. All right. So first one is Lately.
Lately, that's when I left and went to, I was on a plane going to Atlanta. I just started doing my solo thing. Like the team thing just had ended. And I started doing my solo thing. And jumped on a plane. Benzino wanted me to do an EP. Gave me 2 weeks. And that was the first record I did. And it was fire.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the record that brought me to where I'm at now. That record basically changed my life.
I love it. What about Critical Thoughts?
Oof, that was just me getting off a lot. That's my pen going. Mm-hmm. I like to do that every project. Just let my pen just go. You know what I mean?
See where it goes.
Yeah, just see where it goes to a dope beat from Pyro Luke Kane. Just give me something with a nice sample. I could just do my thing to. Yeah.
What about Break from New Haven off of Summertime Fine? That we talked about that earlier.
That's just for the ladies. That's just like the uplifting. I mean, uplifting.
Love it. Wave Only song, Love You Better.
Shit, I was fed up seeing some shit I seen on Facebook. And then like internet was just getting on my nerves when I wrote that. So mm-hmm. I just went in, and then there was like a lot of girls that was getting on my nerves too, talking dumb shit. So I just went in on that. And talk some regular, just do punchlines. Put my boy Freddie Godson up on here. I mean, it's my guy, so he came with it line for line. But it was a hard to match what I did. So it's just like,
yeah.
Even if you tried, you was gonna get up out of here anyway. I was getting you up out of here. You wasn't been able to top that, my boy. So he gave me some bars.
Come with the competition, bro.
Yeah, he wasn't getting me up, but he didn't have a chance.
I love that mentality.
He ain't have a chance.
What about Big Banky?
Woo! That's the video we just shot today. That's a powerful song. It was literally in the middle of making a bustin' a move when I wrote the first verse. Yeah, right? Yo, Matt Parker was riding around to the hook for 2 days.
Really?
Before we wrote to it. I swear, it was the easiest write ever. We was riding around to the hook, just getting to it for 2 days. And then, I wrote to it. Another time I was getting to it. And then it was easy. Second verse I wrote at work. So both of the places I worked, I was getting to it, and it was like about money.
Yeah.
I mean, so it was like at work, I love writing there because I want to get it. I'm writing myself up out of there. You feel mm-hmm. me? I feel like. So that shit was dope. Big Bang, that's, and it's a moment. Like everybody loved a song. Most that, memorable
I
verse.
Think that's my most favorite song. Yeah. It's like fire, bro.
Yeah, that's him on the second verse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't with me on the Lonely Nights. That was good.
He said it sounded like Tory Lanez.
Yeah. That's him on the second verse. Yeah.
Right, that's fire.
Man. He had one. He got top five on bars on 95. Oh, yeah, bars on I-95 verse. He got a top five verse of you. I'll show you his.
Yeah, I was about to say, I got to see that one.
This shit crazy. Him and my boy GQ, they both went crazy. Like, we definitely top 10. My team definitely top 10 on that.
I love that show. It's so like.
It's dope.
So yeah. Interesting. All right, what about Wave Only? The one of the movement. The
song.
Yeah.
That shit was just like, I was in a different space when I wrote it. It's just a space of just like collecting thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It was like in the beginning, I was just collecting thoughts of the past couple years. And then I just started thinking in the now, like I was right before I'm about to, like my bro about to get married and shit. Like, so I'm just finishing it up. I'm just like in awe. Like, I can't believe I'm about to be in a wedding finally from my bro. Like, look how far he came along. Yeah. Why I can't find a woman like this, like deal with my shit like this, like, you know what I mean? So it was just dope putting a lot of thoughts together. Then just thinking about, damn, why I ain't on? Like, I just had a lot of questions for myself I was answering right mm-hmm. then and there. And it's like I was creating questions in my head and I was writing the answers out. I felt like, and then like I said, like only 3 people promoting, but everybody wanna eat. So you'll just see me, him, one other person promoting. And that's it. Like every time we dropping something, mm-hmm. one to one other person or two other people, one to two other people, like, and then two other people rotate besides one. So it literally is like the same three people, one other person will rotate.
Yeah.
Like promoting, and mind you, it's supposed to be what, like 20 of us. So like, come on. So I just wrote about it, got into my zone on that one. I felt like I blacked out that one.
You were
that
in your
crazy.
Bag.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know what's my favorite song on Wave Only though. Probably one more. I don't know. Probably either. It started like definitely in like going up. Mm-hmm. Number three. That's my favorite joint probably. Yeah. I wrote myself out the baddest place. Right when I found out I was supposed to go on Flex. Well, no, the night I wrote that. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go on Flex. Found it. Seen that. I was going up there. Seen that. I found out I got for $8,000. But I got $8,000. I put up for a radio promo. Then that day, I found out. So I was just like in a bad place. My grandmother was about to basically die. It was like giving her time. It was like giving her a week to live. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it's either fame or my grandmother. And God chose, gave my grandmother for more years. So I'm excited about that.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's an amazing feeling. My grandma's in the hospital right now. And like I prayed for just a little bit more time and I got that, so I'm so glad to see that you got a lot more time.
Yeah.
Especially when it gets to that age, mm-hmm. like a couple years is so much more.
Yeah, it's just like so much more. Like, and it's like I'm never like mad. I know what it would have did if I went on Flex that night. I was fully prepared.
Yeah,
like I have months for that. Like that was gonna be verse of the year easily.
You're gonna have another chance though, and you're gonna kill it even more.
Yeah, I'm gonna have another. I don't care about going up there no more. That was a care last year. Mm-hmm. But then after I did Sway in the Morning, I was like, I gotta go on Flex now. Got on.
Yeah.
It was big. Then well, what's the name went up there. I'm like, man, fuck that. I definitely gotta go on Flex now. Like I could have went crazy.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't. When it happened, it happened. Now it's like one of those things. I'm gonna give you the best verse on some Sci High shit. But
Sci High is nice.
Sci High is different. Yeah, that means different. I ain't getting that type of bag in a while though. I've been out of that just straight bar for bar writing. Mm-hmm. The bars just happen through the songs now. Like me writing great songs, I just don't leave that zone. Once I get in my zone, punchlines come. So
yeah, one line after one line.
Yeah, one line. It's like some of the best. It's more teaching you life rap now. Like mm-hmm. punchlines about life, quotes is better than anything right now. You feel me? Like quotes is what. Well, somebody could post on any picture, like if they take a picture, they could post. Like that's what people want now. So
that Drake like, stuff.
I want to be the best at that, right now. And still keep my bars up. And I feel like I'm balancing on this new project, bro. Like I'm gonna play out some shit. And I'm like, God damn.
I was just about to say. So what's next for you? You got a new project coming? What can we know? You don't have to tell us too much. But.
All right. Yeah. By the second quarter, at least, I'll have Swaggoo out. Swaggoo is the main project we pushing. But I got a project I'm working on right now called Living in Lust, an EP. I'm working on Living in Lust right now. We damn near done. I got more than enough songs I need, but now we just fighting to see what we gonna put up there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, me and my creative team, we just fighting to see what should go up there and what should be saved. You know, so it's a crazy project. Like, definitely been putting my all into my music lately. And then the next couple records, like on Swaggoo, you're gonna hear that I reached a whole nother level of rap. Like, I feel like it's can't even, as soon as I get in the game, I'm gonna be top five immediately. Like, when I get in the game, you're hearing this now, the year I'm in the rap game, top five immediately. Lyrically, from lyrics to image to everything, like I'm just gonna, they're just gonna want, with it. They gonna want me to put me in front in the bright lights. And I already got what my first album gonna be. So as soon as I get that big check and sign, we're working on the first album.
Yeah.
What's the Word is gonna be my first album. Like, you know what I mean? I already got, know how I want my album to look, you know, everything. So I'm already premeditated.
Coming with it.
Yeah, I'm years ahead.
So where do you see yourself in 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years?
1 year signed, just in the beginning stages. If not signed, just building, cleaning up my mess from the past couple years, you know, cleaning up my mess, like, in life, that I made in life, like, just cleaning up everything, like, financially, mm-hmm. and just becoming stable to where I can own a home by the end of next year, or own a few homes by the end of next year. That's a realistic goal. But music-wise, like, definitely being signed and just building my equity up and building myself as an artist. I heard traveling. So then 5 years, being established, a couple of businesses, my own. Definitely still doing the music on at least my third album. So, years, so next year. So yeah, but at least my third album, 5 years. And then 10 years, he one of the greatest. He did everything. I'm giving back to the community. Connecticut scene is way different. I help shape the scene. I help shape what everybody think Connecticut is. You know what I mean? We just, it's just a lot of people coming here for things. And just paving ways for more people out this state to win.
Yeah.
And being a role model.
Helping
like,
the youth.
Yeah. Like, he's the one that did it. He's one of the ones that did it. Like, you know, so they could just see. They could see somebody that really came from where they came from.
Brought back to the culture.
Yeah, bring back. And don't be, like, fake about it. Like, still be at the same big events I'm at. Even though I got to have 1,000 security guards, but I'm still at the same events, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
just always still showing love.
Yeah, still showing love.
So it is. Bro, that's sweet. So, is there anyone else you'd like to shout out before we end today's interview?
Shout out my team, man. Shout out Schoolhouse Sounds, one of the best studios in Connecticut. And shout out my family, and I mean everybody that, my dogs, like BB and Wave Only, Sunny, Heem. Like, it's a whole list to go down, so I don't want to say all to everybody's name, JP and shit. So, it's a lot of people to go down. And just shout out, I mean, that Wave Only album, man. It's the hottest thing out. Swag goes up next. You already know what time it is, man. Bugatti 203, man. Aight.
Hey, and this is the end of Season 5, Episode 1. Thank you very much. And shout out to our sponsors, Packed House, Upraise, and also the Depot Collection. Thank you.